Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On October 26, 1978, a Navy P-3, a four-engine turboprop aircraft, left Naval Station Adak, Alaska, on a routine flight toward Russia. About 6 hours into the flight, that was up to that point very uneventful, suddenly things got very exciting. When they restarted the number one engine, which they had shut down to save fuel, they developed a problem with the propeller, and the propeller oversped, and it created a fire. And so rather than take a chance on that fire burning off the left engine or left wing, the crew decided to ditch. They put the airplane as close as they could to a Russian fishing boat and successfully landed on the water. Of the 15 men who were on that airplane, 13 survived the crash, and they made it into life rafts. Thinking that they had landed near the Russians, they would be rescued very quickly, they scurried into the life rafts and waited. They waited for 12 hours before the Russians picked them up. Unfortunately, when they finally were rescued by the Russians, there were only 10 of those crew members who remained alive. The other three had succumbed to 50 knot winds and 40 degree water temperatures and bobbing in 25 foot seas. Only 10 survived. Increasingly, interestingly, the three who died in lifeboats were young men who had no close relationships. They had no families of their own. They apparently didn't have girlfriends at home. The others who survived said they apparently just gave up because they had no hope. They had no one to come home to. We hear a lot about the importance of relationships today. I contacted that great cyberspace guru, Dr. Google, and among other things, I learned that people with healthy relationships have a lot of advantages going for them. They live longer, they heal quicker, they have lower blood pressure, they have a stronger immune system, they're more physically fit, they enjoy better heart health, and they feel less pain. Clearly, human relationships are important to us in lots of differential ways. There's one other thing that I learned in that search. You see, I have my search criteria set that when I start typing words, it answers, fills in what words I might be trying to find. And so when I typed in the importance of the relationship, Dr. Google filled out the rest of that question. He typed in with God. I typed in the importance of relationship, and he typed in with God. There's apparently a lot of interest that people have in their relationship with God. Surprisingly, lots of people are wanting to know more about that relationship and how important it is. And so today I'd like to talk about that important relationship you have with God in some more detail. Our epistle lesson for today, Paul writes to the church at Colossae. It was a church that was started by a man named Epaphras. He was a follower of Paul. And in that church at Colossae, there were several false teachings that had sprung up, and Paul is writing to correct those heresies. Some people in that congregation were trying to improve upon what Christ had already done. They were decreasing that relationship that people had with Christ by increasing their own importance in their own salvation. they were making Christ less important and themselves more important in that wonderful process of salvation. And so to these false teachings, Paul offers some straightforward and very simple advice. He says, you have had a good understanding of Christ's teaching. Epaphras has been there, he's been teaching you. Do what he tells you. Do what you have been taught. And stop looking for ways that you think you can improve on what Christ has already done. There's nothing you can add to what Christ has done for you. And then he goes on, before your baptism, you were spiritually dead in your sinful nature. But now that you are baptized, you are alive in Christ. And because you are baptized into Christ, all your sins are forgiven. Therefore, just as Christ was raised from the dead, so too will you be raised from the dead on that last day. To sum up what he was saying, you might say that he said, it is not complicated, folks. Believe in Christ, and you will be saved. Speaking of baptism, today we baptize Ezekiel James Neville. Today begins a new lifelong relationship between God and Zeke. Today he becomes a child of God. Today all his sins are forgiven. Today he becomes an heir to God's kingdom. Today we baptize Zeke into the faith in Christ, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, so too will Zeke be raised from the dead on the last day. Today the Holy Spirit will come to him and place faith in him, faith that will be developed and nurtured over his entire lifetime. That faith will result in a relationship that I pray will last for the rest of his life. That faith is important because it is by faith that we are saved. We are not saved by being a good person. We're not saved by loving everybody, although God commands that. It is by your faith that you are saved, and not by anything that you do or don't do. In that faith that Zeke will have after today, he will pray to God, and God will answer those prayers. In the gospel lesson for today, Jesus says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Some might surely say, surely God is able to hear all our prayers, even those of unbelievers. I would agree that God does hear their prayers of pagans and unbelievers, but they don't have God's promise to answer those prayers. And then Jesus goes on, what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, instead will give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? You see, those who have faith have a different sort of relationship with God. God hears the prayers of believers, and he answers them. The prayers of believers are heard as a father answers the requests of his children. A pastor was once asked about children crying and fussing in church and how they might disturb him during the service. He had this response, I can ignore other people's children completely. They don't bother me at all. But let one of my children cry in church, and I lose focus and concentration. The sound of my own children is a sound I simply cannot ignore. Our Father in heaven cannot ignore our prayers either. Baptism, you see, makes us a child of God. And God can simply not ignore the sound of our voice when he hears it in prayer. Today, Zeke becomes a child of God, and God will not ignore the sound of Zeke's voice either. As we baptize Zeke today, we will need to remember our baptisms as well. We need to be reminded that our relationship with God is pretty important too. So I ask you about that relationship that you have with God. Is it a close personal relationship, or is it somewhat distant? Is your relationship with God a strong relationship, or could it be stronger? When you pray, is God listening to one of his children? Are you nurturing and strengthening that relationship that you have and the faith that was placed in you at your baptism? Some interesting questions to ponder. As cute and as smart as Zeke is, I doubt that he will remember today. You may not remember the day that you were baptized either. I certainly don't remember the day that I was baptized. So today I encourage you to remember your baptism as well, to think about your baptism and what it means to you and the relationship that you have with Christ. Remember that your baptism made you a child of God. Remember it made you an heir to the kingdom of heaven. Remember God hears and answers prayers, as he says in the gospel we have for today. As you remember that baptism, give thanks that you were, in fact, baptized. And finally, remember to give thanks to God for his grace and mercy and forgiveness in that baptism. As we heard in that opening story about those young men who did not have a good, strong human relationship, we remember that human relationships are important in this life. But more importantly, you also need to remember that your spiritual relationship with God is even more important. It's the most important relationship in your entire life, because your relationship with God is the one that gives you the hope of eternal life. Eternal life in heaven. Amen. Now may the peace of God that comes from your relationship with Christ Jesus keep you in faith to life everlasting. Amen.